State Department renews worldwide caution alert, warns Iran groups may target Americans. The U.S. Department of State on Sunday again advised American citizens around the world to exercise increased caution, renewing a worldwide caution alert that was issued by the agency in late February amid concerns about the Iran war. Americans abroad should follow the guidance in security alerts issued by the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate. Periodic airspace closures may cause travel disruptions, the State Department said in an advisory, also noting that citizens in the Middle East should pay particular attention because U.S. diplomatic buildings have been targeted, even outside the Middle East. Groups that back the Iranian regime may target other U.S. interests overseas or locations associated with the United States or Americans around the world, it said. The bulletin did not provide any specific details about potential threats posed by groups that support Iran, although an Iranian general last week warned that Iran may attack what it said are enemies of the country in public places, such as parks and tourist sites around the world. From now on, based on the information we have about you, even parks, recreational areas, and tourist destinations anywhere in the world will no longer be safe for you, Iranian General Abolfazl Shekarchi said in a statement published online by Iranian state television. Sunday's State Department advisory also advised U.S. citizens to visit its website to get security alerts and to follow its accounts on social media. Americans should also read any relevant travel advisories about their destination before going there, it added. Aside from the worldwide caution alert, the State Department earlier in March raised advisory levels for multiple countries in the Middle East and advised Americans to leave most countries in the region due to the conflict. Iran has fired missiles and explosive drones at targets across the Middle East, including the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and others. Over the weekend, President Donald Trump and Iran traded threats as Trump warned the U.S. military would strike civilian electrical infrastructure if Tehran doesn't allow the safe passage of commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. An Iranian official responded by saying that Iran would shut down the strait and strike power plants in the Middle East. Trump, in a late Saturday Truth Social post, set a 48-hour deadline to open the strait, warning that the country's largest power plant would be hit first. Since the start of the conflict on February 28, Iran has essentially closed the Strait of Hormuz, which connects the Persian Gulf to the rest of the world's oceans. Around one-fifth of the global oil supply passes through the waterway, and attacks on ships and threats of more strikes have halted most traffic, causing the price of crude oil, liquid natural gas, and gasoline to surge worldwide. The U.S. government has said that Iran's Revolutionary Guard controls much of the country's infrastructure and uses it to power the war effort, making it a legitimate target. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf said in a post on X that if Iran's power plants and infrastructure are targeted, then vital infrastructure across the region would be destroyed. The Associated Press contributed to this report.